Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. Back in my early days around here, back in the days of all-night talks and all-day drives, there was a man who pretty much defined life in the country. An independent sort with a solid sense of humor and an even more solid sense of himself. He was the very picture of a self-reliant, hard-working hero type that you find in books. He could have been from The Grapes of Wrath, and he could have been from Little House on the Prairie. He wore hats. He wore hats outside, and he wore hats inside the house. I think he probably wore a hat to bed. The only place he didn't wear a hat was in church. He wore boots. Work boots. He wore them outside and in the house, and I bet he wore those to bed, too. A fashion plate he was not. Now, fashion would have been frivolous, and frivolous he was not. Clothes were to keep the sun off and the rain out, not to be looked at. There's another reason that fancy threads couldn't fit the man. He was huge, and fancy threads would not fit the man. I mean, literally. They don't make finer things in his size. It would cost too much, it would use too much material, and it would burn out too many sewing machines. The shipping alone would be prohibitive. He had hands the size of bear paws. Huge things, glove busters, axe wielders. On second look, you'd notice that the end of one of his thumbs was missing. The victim of a run-in with a power saw. I wonder if he bothered with a doctor at the time. If he did, I'm sure he waited until he had finished the job. You know guys like this. They have a threshold for pain that is not in the makeup of most humans. Sprains, breaks, and bruises are just part of the landscape. Stitches, when taken, are an annoying necessity. His only nod to the world of care and healing were his regular visits to his chiropractor. I remember one day, after a session, he went out and he played 54 holes of golf. He went around the local nine-holer 6 times. And then he went back to the chiropractor. You might say he had an obsessive side. And he'd agree with you. I suspect his golf had something to do with his compulsion to count things. He counted everything. He counted eggs and worms and lumber and socks, and toothpicks, and seeds, and light bulbs, and fence posts, and kilowatt hours. He kept track of all of it. Any number past 1 was his new favorite number. He counted days, and he counted snowfall, and he counted pine cones, and he counted cordwood. He also counted golf holes. In addition to his all-muscle, no-pain, just-do-it self, he owns a soul that is regularly reduced to tears by his favorite music. Yep, just when you think you got the man pegged, he unpegs it. That's what I like about people. We are never exactly what we think we are, even when we are. I don't see him nearly as much as I used to. His life has gone its own way, and mine has turned down several paths since those old days. Now he sports a very long, very gray ponytail. It crawls out from the back of his hat. I think that might just be the same hat that he wore back then. It's good that some things never change. Anyway, buddy, if you're out there and listening, I want you to know that I have told 100 stories about you, and the folks who are lucky enough to have heard them are much richer for it. Happy birthday, Rick. Happy birthday.